Hello, this is Debbie Kay with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you're watching Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. The League is grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me is Dr. Carlos Richard, running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 2. Welcome, Dr. Richard.
Thank you so much. It is great to be here with you today.
Thank you. Please tell us a little about yourself and why you are running for this office.
A little bit about myself. Born and raised in Northeast Portland and have lived in Northeast Portland all of my life. Attended Vernon Elementary School, graduated from Thomas Jefferson High School, attended Portland State University. I am a former chair and commissioner with the Oregon Commission on Black Affairs. I currently work for Multnomah County as an equity and inclusion manager. I have well over 27 years of experience working in government, dealing with the issues that are currently permeating the entire county, but specifically District 2, with respect to homelessness, drug addiction, mental health crisis, and community livability and safety. And this is the reason why I'm running, because we need a strong advocate, we need a strong supporter, and we need a strong voice to work with the current chair and the county commission board to address these issues and start moving the needle so that we can improve things here in the county and District 2.
Thank you. What will be your policy priorities if elected, and why?
My policy priorities will, number one, I want to focus on community safety and livability. Many of our individuals in the county and many individuals in District 2 are fearful of even leaving their homes or leaving their surroundings because of the issues that are perennial in our county around homelessness, which would be another one of my priorities, around the mental health crisis, another one of my priorities, drug addiction, which is another one of my priorities. We have to ensure that we have the individuals like myself who has the ground experience and the experience on the vanguard and the front line to address these issues. I gained all of this experience while working as a case manager with the State of Oregon Department of Human Services, providing holistic family assessments and conducting holistic family assessments so we can start providing the services that are needed for the individuals to move them from the streets into housing and give them an opportunity to address mental health crisis and drug addiction.
Thank you. Do you feel satisfied with the board's current handling of the 24-hour mental health crisis and sobering center? And if not, what changes would you support?
Well, I think the changes I would support is ensuring that we address these issues much, much sooner than I think the current county chair and board has done. There have been some board members, Commissioner Myron, Commissioner Brim Edwards, who have advocated tirelessly. And I think that they just made a decision to open up a sobering center. But sometime it's a day late and a dollar short. We should have had this in place some time ago. So again, I'm satisfied that it's happening now, not satisfied because the move was not done quick enough. So again, I think we have to put ourselves in a position to get ahead of the issue and not be behind the issue so that we can ensure that we're on pace, we're on track, and we're on time to provide timely services to individuals who are facing crisis in the very moment.
Thank you very much. You are listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Dr. Carlos Richard, who is running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 2. Dr. Richard, what role would you support for Multnomah County to play in addressing the supply of housing in the region?
I think the role I would like to support with respect to Multnomah County providing housing in the region is one, I think we need to take a step back and look at an accountability measure. Because already $650 million has been allocated for housing, and I think only 30-plus people have been housed. So I would actually call for a third-party outside agency to come in and really delve into the decision-making of what's happened with $650 million. That's the first thing I would do. Second thing I would do is really bring more stakeholders to the table. I would center the voices of those who are most impacted by the issue of housing, and not just people who don't have places to reside in. I would also include in that affordable housing, because a lot of times we leave out those individuals who want to be housed, but they can't afford it. And we also need to combine that with rent assistance and keep those three things at the forefront of what we're doing. So that's what I would be in support of, is really going back and doing a review of what's happened and then coming back to the table, maybe changing some stakeholder groups, getting the voices of those who have been most impacted, and really come up with a plan in partnership with Metro, in partnership with the city, so that we can continue to forge ahead to get people housed.
Thank you very much. We have time if you can answer this question quickly. How, if at all, would you seek to change the county contracting process?
I would seek to change the county contracting process to make the process more equitable for organizations who are wanting to help, who are actually trying to access funding through the contracting process, but they don't have the infrastructure within their organizations, and they constantly lose out to bigger organizations who actually have the infrastructure. So if we only have a certain amount of individuals who are providing the service, we need to seek to expand that and not just focus on those who already have the infrastructure, but how do we make it more equitable to provide technical assistance to new organizations, to new providers who want to come in and help us expand our reach and ability to house more individuals.
Thank you very much. This concludes our Video Voters Guide and podcast interview of Dr. Carlos Richard, running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 2. Election Day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning on May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest and attention.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.